Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Best of Tea with Twiggy, where we play clips from previous conversations. This week, we've put together a couple of incredibly successful theatre producers. There's the wonderful Judy Kramer of Mamma Mia fame. I'm sure you've all heard of that. And Julian Schlossberg, who is one of the biggest Broadway producers and has done so many hit shows. I can't count them all. Enjoy. I can remember you coming to our, this must be what, 23 years ago, 24, coming to our house for dinner. I cooked dinner. You came to our flat and you said, I've had this idea. It's a bit crazy, but I've had this idea. I'll never forget as long as I live. And we listened and you said, I've got this idea. I want to turn the ABBA music into a musical. I can't remember if you had the name by then, did you? I can't remember.
I don't know, because I think it went through different names. I think it might have been called, you know, Winner Takes It All, or it definitely had an ABBA name, or Take a Chance on Me. I hadn't become Mamma Mia yet.
And I remember thinking it's such a brilliant idea. But you said to us that night, the trouble is either Bjorn or Benny, you know, the two guys from ABBA, they weren't sure whether they liked the idea. And you said, but I'm going to persuade them. And how long did it take to persuade them?
Well, it probably took about 20 years. But, you know, I don't blame them, I guess. They didn't. They needed an element of trust. Yeah, it was, I remember, yeah, you and Lee were so supportive, and because we met in the 80s when you were in, I think you and Lee were in Madame Suzatska, the movie directed by John Schlesinger with Shirley MacLaine.
That's right.
And I kind of was a bit starstruck and hung out with you all. And I'd managed to get a job on the production, kind of conning them all into the fact I could raise sponsorship. I had no idea what that meant, but I think John Schlesinger thought it was quite fun if I got a picture for Coca-Cola with you on or something. So I don't know, but I was just so kind of wanted to get behind the scene in movies. I'd worked in theatre and
but we hit it off immediately, didn't we?
Yeah. And then we were going to work together, and then we didn't, and then we stayed friends.
Of course. I mean, you know, because, you know, there
are
people.
And then I ended up pitching.
there are people that you meet during your life that you know you'll never probably see again. You get on, but, you know, but there are other people you meet that you really connect with. And I think you and Lee and I were that ilk, really. We just got on really well. No, we had a couple of really good projects that we couldn't get going.
I was really, really keen to find a movie project for you, and I was working for a movie company, and I think that's when we spent quite a lot of time together. And, of course, we had so much in common with Broadway and London, and I think Lee was doing Merchant of Venice with Dustin.
With Dustin Hoffman, yeah. Wow, it takes me back.
So our paths collided, really, all the time. But my biggest memory was my mom was so impressed, you know, because you being the icon that you are and the cultural icon, the symbol of all kind of gorgeousness. And years before, in the kind of 70s, I remember my mom saying, I've just seen Twiggy with her mother having tea in Debenhams.
I knew you were born in New York City. I don't think I knew you were born in the Bronx. I found that out in your biog. So tell me about that. I don't think I've met anyone who was born in the Bronx.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have been, including Colin Powell. I found that out. And Alan Alder. A lot of people. But what I was going to say was that I was technically born in Manhattan, the actual birth, but I grew up and born and bred in the Bronx. And yeah, being in the Bronx was interesting, Twigs. The largest armory in the world, I lived across the street from. It was called the Kingsbridge Armory. And motorboat shows were there, car shows. I mean, it was the place for giant places to kind of have conventions. And I, as a kid, went to a rodeo in the armory.
With horses?
With horses, bucking there were bucking broncos. They were tying up heifers. It was amazing.
That's amazing.
And what happened was, you know, in those days, as you may recall, I'm sure in England as well, there were local stores. There weren't giant supermarkets. And so there was a delicatessen and a barber and whatever, a tailor shop. And they got two free tickets to opening night or the opening day of the armory. I'm a little kid, 8 or 9 years old, and I would go around asking them, do you have any tickets for opening day? And they'd all give it to me. In fact, after a while, they saved them for me. And then being a bit of an entrepreneur at 8 or 9 years old, I sold them outside the office.
Oh, it began at 8 years old. That's why you're such a brilliant producer. That's hysterical.
And I gave them a dollar off.
That's so funny. So I always I don't think I've ever been to the Bronx, but isn't it quite a tough neighborhood, or is that just parts of it?
Well, it's gotten tougher and tougher. When I lived there, there were a lot of street gangs. There were the Iris Angels. There were the Fordham Baldies. Wow. There were the Fordham Daggers. These were tough kids. I clearly did not enhance the toughness of the Bronx. It wasn't my strong suit, Terry. But lots of things have changed all over the world, but particularly in New York City. Mm-hmm. Most of the boroughs were pretty a Caucasian and middle class, and now there's an enormous amount of people from all over the world living there, as opposed to Manhattan, where the prices are so crazy. So, you know, it's like you guys having Hounslow to London, you know.
But it's happened in London. I mean, London prices are astronomical. They always have been, and we thought with COVID it might knock them down, but it hasn't. And so what's happening now, which I'm sure is happening out of New York, is younger people are having to move to the suburbs and further out because the center of London's so expensive.
Well, you know, you bring up the Bronx and you remind me of a story that I tell in the book where I lived near an elevated train station. Uh-huh. I was around 10 years old now. Now I'm getting older from the armory. And I'm walking by, and I see underneath the L a newspaper stand that's deserted. No one's in there, but it's open. There's no lock or anything. But I see near it is a huge stack of papers, big, thick papers. And I'm with my friend Walter, and I say, Walter, go to the locksmith. Get a lock. Buy a lock. He said, why? I said, well, we're going to take this stand over. He said, you're kidding. He said, well, if I'm going to go there, I better get a wire cutter because we got to sell papers. So he went, he picked up a lock, a wire cutter. We cut open the papers and we sold them. We sold them. And in the afternoon, believe it or not, a truck comes by and drops another load. This time the New York Post, the Daily News was in the morning. And so we cut that open and we open up our stand. And that goes on the second day and the third day, and we're doing great. I mean, and then the word was out. Don't drop any more papers to these people.
Wow, these two people have done so many amazing shows. It was so lovely to chat to them. And then really nice guys as well. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to listen to the whole conversations that I did with both of them, you just scroll down my podcast list until you find their names and you can listen to the whole conversation. So enjoy it. I'll see you soon. Bye.